2001 The Secrets of Efficient Learning 1. Relieve stress, exercise and get sleep to make your body ready to learn 2. Get an overall view and then narrow down to the details 3. Do one thing at a time, do not multitask 4. Keep yourself motivated for learning. Hello, everyone, nice to meet you. I am Garen Magui, an academic advisor at the Student Counseling Center. As the new semester starts, you may have set goals to improve your academic performance. For this reason, I would like to give you some helpful tips on how to learn more efficiently. Prepare your body for learning. The condition of your body is influential in learning. There are numerous factors that have an impact on your body, such as stress, exercise, and sleep. Chronic stress is one of the core elements that hinder you from learning efficiently. So one important step in preparing your body for learning is getting rid of stress. Unless you react properly to everyday pressures, your body will release too much adrenaline and cortisol, which decreases your capacity to learn. The chemicals your body produces under stress can be cut down or eliminated through exercise. So if you exercise on a daily basis, you can learn more efficiently by reducing your stress level. Furthermore, research shows that people who have an active lifestyle have better attention spans, memories, and motor skills. It is also important to get enough sleep if you want to boost your ability to learn. You may think you're wasting time when you sleep, but actually your brain is busy processing, organizing, and storing the information you've been trying to learn while you were awake. So to prepare yourself to learn, you should first be able to handle everyday pressures, and get enough exercise and sleep. Narrow down details of an overall view. When you look at a scene in front of you, you don't initially see it explicitly in every detail. You notice the overall visual image and the sounds reaching your ears before you begin to recognize any particular part of the scene. That's the typical way your brain works. First, it perceives the subject in the entire figure or pattern all at once, and then it starts to sort out the details. When you're learning something new, it's desirable to make the best of the brain's natural processing sequence. Look at the big picture first, and then choose a smaller part to focus on. Once you've learned that smaller part, you'll have a better understanding of the whole idea when you go back to the overall view. Then you can pick out another detail to work on. By repeating this process, something that seems overwhelmingly difficult can be broken down into simpler tasks. In the end, you'll find that even complicated things you thought you could never learn are actually not so hard. Focus on what you learn to make something you perceive part of your long-term memory. You have to pay conscious attention to it. To keep your attention focused, you have to avoid multitasking. If you listen to music, send text messages or watch TV out of the corner of your eye while you're studying, you may lose your focus and lower your learning efficiency. The brain works better when your conscious attention is strictly focused on one thing at a time. If you develop the habit of quiet attentiveness when you study, you'll find that you learn more quickly, and therefore have more time left to do the other things you want to do. Stay motivated. Effective learning is closely related to your emotional state. When you feel excited about what you're learning and happy about the progress that you have made, you give a tremendous boost to your ability to learn. So try to find what truly interests you and enjoy the journey of learning. Another way to boost learning is to put what you learned into action. For example, when you memorize words in a foreign language, you may find that they keep slipping away unless you review them often. On the other hand, when you get a chance to actually use a word you've memorized, you'll find that it's much easier to recall the next time you need it. When you study something, experiment with it and find fun ways to learn it. You'll realize that you can master it with much less effort than you would if you just memorized it off the page of a textbook. To summarize, keep your body resistant to stress by getting plenty of exercise and sleep. Learn by gathering a broad overview of a subject before breaking it down into smaller tasks that you can manage. Always be attentive by focusing on what you study. Stay motivated by adding your actions and emotions into your learning. You can learn more efficiently by following these strategies, and learning will actually become fun. Now put together all the strategies you have just learned, and formulate your own personalized study plan. Supplementary reading. Stress is more than just uncomfortable, it can be harmful to the mind and body, too. In addition to general health problems, Chronic stress causes problems with our memory, problem-solving skills, and decision-making processes. Although a small amount of stress can help us keep our attention levels high enough to complete tasks, large amounts are dangerous, particularly when the stress accompanies feelings of fear and anxiety, and result in jeopardizing the learning process. Therefore, it's important to make efforts to reduce the stress level of students in a classroom setting. The stress that a student feels causes his or her body to release a chemical called TMT. This chemical disrupts working memory, the desire to explore new ideas, and creative problem-solving skills. Although students may work harder under stress, the quality of their work diminishes. Not only is students' short-term memory, such as remembering the phone number when it was heard for the first time, crippled, but their long-term memory, retrieving information from past events, decreases. To cut down or eliminate the stress that students feel in the classroom, something as simple as breathing control and meditation can be quite effective. Sitting with their back straight and eyes closed, students should breathe in through the nose and hold it for 5 seconds before breathing out through the mouth. In addition to this breathing exercise, lightly massaging their own necks in small circular motions can help students relieve stress. It's also helpful to tense their muscles and then relax repeatedly. Last, the technique of guided visualization, imagining details of a scenario that one finds relaxing, like fishing or going on a hike, can allow students to come up with their own visualizations. With a calm and peaceful mind, students can think about how they would spend a perfect day full of good feelings. Through these efforts to cope with stress, students' performances in schools can be greatly improved.